I'm Dennis O'Mara with the CBS FM Traffic Watch.
Bob Shannon plays your favorite oldies on CBS FM.
And now, CBS FM and Bob Shannon remember the chairman of the board with Sinatra at 6.
Live from New York, the city whose landmarks are familiar all over the world. The world center for shipping, transportation, communications, finance, fashion, and above all, entertainment. A city that pulsates always because of the millions of people who live here, work here, visit here. And in the heart of the metropolis, the great arena, Madison Square Garden, which has created and housed so many champions, and which is why tonight from the Garden, the most enduring champion of them all, Frank Sinatra, comes to the entire Western Hemisphere live with the main event, Frank Sinatra in concert.
That was Howard Cosell at Madison Square Garden in 1974. But any live appearance by Frank Sinatra in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even into the 90s, was an event of historic proportion. There will be no more live Frank Sinatra events, but the man and his music will live forever, as he does this evening for this hour on CBS FM.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and I bid you a good evening, and happy to tell you that I'm delighted to be back in New York and being able to work here. I've had some of my greatest fights here. But more about that later. We got some music here. I'm ready. I'm set.
Music puts wings on the human spirit. What I mean is, with a song in your heart, it's the only way to fly, Buster. Music and flying, I'm irresistibly mad for both. Maybe that's why Kahn and Van Heusen came up with this supersonic love song.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near, you might even hear a whole gang of cheers just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. You just say those words and we'll take our birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. Oh, babe, come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Frank Sinatra, Sinatra at 6 at CBS FM 101.1 at 6:09. I'm Bob Shannon. One of the things that's always interested me about the career of Frank Sinatra was the interplay between Frank's music and rock and roll music. Here's a man who in the 1950s condemned rock and roll. And yet, when Elvis Presley came out of the Army in 1960, he appeared for the first time on a television special with Frank Sinatra. They even traded music back and forth. A whole generation of rock and rollers credit Sinatra not necessarily in the style of music that they perform, but in the attitude, the idea of being cool, the way that he presented himself on stage. This was something that rockers envied, even if they were in sort of competition with Frank in the 1950s. Some, though, made the transition from rock and roll to popular music very nicely because Frank Sinatra was their idol. One of those was Bobby Darin. Another was Paul Anka, the man who gifted Frank with one of his greatest tunes in his signature song, My Way. Paul Anka looks back on their 40-year friendship.
I've known Frank Sinatra since 1959. I've known both sides of the man, his character as a person, his character as a performer. They were very inspirational to me as a young performer. Back then in the 50s, all of us, when pop music was in its infancy stage, we looked up to Frank Sinatra, wanted to be like him. We realized if we were going to make anything of ourselves, we had to be like him.
Paul Anka about Frank Sinatra, a man who crossed every generation.
Every highway.
He appealed to the young, the old, and to the young at heart. CBS FM and Sinatra at 6.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Sinatra at 6, a special tribute and look back at the man and his music at CBS FM with me, Bob Shannon. Everyone has their special memories of Frank Sinatra, whether they ever met him or not. Some, of course, worked with him, including Leslie Caron, who knew Frank Sinatra's human side.
He was a very real person. When he was angry, he would show it. When he was pleased, it came out. And he didn't put on a phony sort of movie star or actor's smile and so on. He was just himself.
More of Sinatra at 6 coming up at CBS FM.
When I paint wallpaper, I like to use the best. But I don't like to pay top dollar. Where should I go?
Looking for some answers. Advice you know is true. Ask Sherwin-Williams. When only the best will do.
Right now, save $5 a gallon on A100 exterior and $4.50 a gallon on Classic 99 interior paints. Plus, save 25 to 64% on wallpaper. Closeouts not included.
When only the best will do. Ask Sherwin-Williams.
Sunday night on TLC. Without water, your body's toast in 3 days. At 40 below, you're frozen solid in 6 hours. In the jungle, parasites and insects will eat you alive in less than a week. Now see the adventure, the human drama, and the science of surviving nature's most punishing extremes. Survivor Science, premiering Sunday night from 9 to 11, only on TLC. Extreme adventures for your mind.
Bob Shannon. Well, it's awards time on Broadway, and several shows are reaping the rewards. This is a Broadway Minute. With the announcement of the 1998 Tony Award nominations, several shows are enjoying brand new waves of success. In the category of Best Musical Revival, for example, the nominees are The Sound of Music, Cabaret in 1776. Scott Ellis, who staged 1776, has also been nominated as Best Director of a Musical. The show opened to raves last summer, and now its nominations are making 1776 big news all over again. Meanwhile, the Cole Porter musical, High Society, Broadway's newest musical, has lots to celebrate all at once. With the combination of its Tony Award nominations, its Theater World Award win, and its Drama Desk Award nominations as Best Musical of the Year, for which it is competing with such shows as The Lion King and Ragtime. All these nominees, of course, are hoping for a Titanic-style sweep. As you'll recall, Broadway's Titanic won all its nominations, including Best Musical, but that kind of sweep may prove to be a uniquely Titanic phenomenon.
Egbert, Hubert, and Rupert.
Mr. Egbert, please.
I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Egbert isn't here. He's out test driving a new Katera.
Katera?
Yes, it's the caddy that zigs.
Oh, well, then, Miss Hubert, please.
Oh, Miss Hubert isn't in either.
Well, where is she?
Test driving a new Katera.
Oh.
She said don't wait up for her.
Well, then, is Mr. Rupert in?
No, I'm afraid he's not.
He's test driving a Katera?
No, he's gone to the dentist.
Oh, well, then,
in his new Katera.
What is it with this Katera?
Well, it has more horsepower than a Mercedes C280, and
yeah,
Automobile Magazine says it's a kick to drive and a lot of car for the money.
Yeah, but
that lease deal is something else.
Time out.
Yeah?
Who is there today?
Our Miss Fenwick is here.
Does she have a Katera?
Oh, no.
Then let me speak to Miss Fenwick.
Speaking!
Lease a Katera for $399 a month for 36 months with $999 down payment. $1,848 due at lease signing, including refundable security deposit on first month's payment. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 6/30/98. GMAC must approve lease. Lease payments total $14,364. Offer only available to residents of select states. Call 1-800-333-4CAD for more information about Katera, the caddy that zigs.
A special tribute, Sinatra at 6. I'm Bob Shannon. This is the President of the United States.
I had the opportunity, after I became president, to get to know him a little, to have dinner with him, to appreciate on a personal level what hundreds of millions of people around the world, including me, appreciated from afar.
The top world leaders, to the person who bought the record in the 1940s, everyone commenting today on their memories of Frank Sinatra. But the best commentary, I think, at least on his music, is from the man himself.
Here come a cluster of fine old musical friends who will always find the door to my heart wide open to them. A cluster of diamonds they be.
Are those fingers in my hair? That sly come hither stare strips my conscience bare. It's witchcraft, and I've got no defense for it. That heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch. There ain't no nicer witch than you. Witchcraft, that cuckoo witchcraft, It is such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. Than you. Than you.
Oh, you're a fine witch.
CBS FM, Sinatra at 6 with Bob Shannon at 6:20. Frank Sinatra is often described as being uncompromising in his music. And although some think of that term in terms of his, like, in-your-face attitude, I think it was more of a question of impeccability, choosing the right songs, the best arrangements, the best musicians. And in the case of some of his finest recordings, especially in the 1950s, his choice was Nelson Riddle and the orchestra. Here's Frank Sinatra, learning the blues at CBS FM.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
CBS FM Sinatra at 6 with Learning the Blues. Even the Beatles could learn from Frank Sinatra. Here's George Harrison.
I actually have incorporated part of Frank's version into my version now. If you listened in the bridge, in the second bridge, you know, because he always sang, asking me, will my love, how will my love grow? I don't know, I don't know. Stick around, Jack. It may show. So I've got that in mind now. Stick around, Jack. You listen, it's on the second bridge after the solo.
George Harrison commenting on the influence of Frank Sinatra. We'll have more coming up at CBS
FM. Have you ever been stopped on the Jersey Turnpike by the state police? Do you think they treated you fairly? Do you think the state police treat blacks and whites the same? This Sunday, the Star-Ledger will tell you what most New Jerseyans think about their state police. See the Sunday Star-Ledger for the exclusive Star-Ledger Eagleton poll, taken last week in the wake of the current controversy over state troopers and the shootings on the New Jersey Turnpike. The results will surprise you. There's lots more in this Sunday Star Ledger, including a special report on what happens when your kid's coach is accused of molesting children. Family writer Peggy O'Crowley reports on the bitter aftermath for the kids, for their parents, and for the towns involved. It's powerful reporting at its best. All this week in the Sunday Star Ledger. Pick it up at newsstands across the state. The Star Ledger, the voice of New Jersey.
Look out, Can Auto Center. Can end your lease or loan. Any make, any model. Just pick up the phone.
Want out of your old car? Potamkin Auto Center can give you early termination from your lease or loan so you can drive a brand new or recently owned car, truck, van, 4x4, or sport utility today.
Potamkin Auto Center. Can end your lease or loan. Any make, any model. Just pick up the phone.
Now listen to this. You can buy or lease Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Nissans, Hondas, new or used. Payments as low as $39 a month.
Potamkin Auto Center. Can end your lease or loan.
Say no to high dealer profits. Say no to broker fees. Get early termination from your lease or loan today at these four Potamkin locations. Manhattan, 11th Avenue at 48th. Brooklyn, Coney Island Avenue between U and V. Westbury, across from Fortunoff, and Nanuet, East Route 59.
Potamkin Auto Center. Can end your lease or loan. Any make, any model. Just pick up the phone.
Call 1-800-477-7735 today. 1-800-477-7735.
Are you ready for a red-hot summer? Here's a great way to kick it off with the red-hot savings at Harrow's Grill Day. This weekend, it's sizzling with Harrow's incredible one-day discounts on their entire selection of gas and electric barbecue grills and accessories. They're all on sale. And Harrow's has the best names, like Duquesne, Broilmaster, Thermos, and Charmglow. Over 80 models to choose from. Plus great gifts like a free grill cover and three-piece barbecue set with purchase. Plus free food and cooking demonstrations at every store. With red hot values like that, you'll need to cool off.
Good thing Harrow's also has huge savings on all swimming pools and spas, with pools as low as $349.
And then you'll need to rest on some top name outdoor patio furniture. It's all on sale at Harrow's, like a 5-piece cushion patio set for only $199. That's Grill Day at Harrow's, the discount leader. This Sunday only, Saturday in Paramus.
Your home is more fun.
We just heard George Harrison of the Beatles talking about how he took this part of the song Something from the inspiration of Frank Sinatra.
You stick around now, it's facial.
So many other musicians over the years have been influenced by Frank's music. Some of them gathered to pay tribute to him in the 1990s with a duet album, which was hailed as sort of a symbolic healer of the generational gap between Frank Sinatra and rock and roll music. And according to the Rolling Stone Encyclopedia of Rock and Roll, Frank Sinatra was, and I quote, the model and envy of rockers from the beginning. Most rock and roll stars, though, didn't get to hang with Frank. That was left to his pals like Sammy Davis Jr., and Dean Martin, Joey Bishop, and the so-called Rat Pack. The Las Vegas appearances produced this song for Frank Sinatra at CBS FM.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party going. be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Now, back to Sinatra at 6 on CBS FM 101.1.
For the next few songs, I'm going to shut my mouth. I mean this side of my mouth, the side I yuck out of. There are just so many grooves to an album, and I don't want to talk these little gem dandies out of their rightful spot on account of their very rightful and delightful.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way, happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. Taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you. All the way through the good or lean years, and for all those in between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way. And when somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you. All the way through the good or lean years, and for all those in between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us, only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the
Sinatra at 6, a special CBS FM look back on the life of the chairman of the board, Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. I'm Bob Shannon. Frank Sinatra, a man who always did everything in his life all the way. The man who had the quest to do it his way. But perhaps nobody had more ups and downs in their career than Frank Sinatra. Here was a teen idol in the 1940s who by the early 50s was considered by many to be washed up. Then a certain movie role proved the critics wrong, and they proved that Frank Sinatra had talents beyond anybody's expectations. Now it was the man and his music and more.
Sinatra, man and his music. Is the man going to talk about his dark ages when his career had that little stroke? When his voice ran away from home? When his records started selling like used Edsels? Nope. The man is an incorrigible optimist, a firm believer in cliches. It's always darkest just before the dawn. Somewhere there's a silver lining. When his cup is nearly empty, he says, "Hey, look, there's still some left." He has a philosophy about trouble. Don't feed it, maybe it'll go away. Sure, I've met frustration, and I don't like him either. I know discouragement, despair, and all those other cats. But I guess I knew that sooner or later something good was bound to happen to me. And here's one of the best things that ever did.
Angel! Angel!
I figured you'd be here at Choice. I done it, Prue. I escaped just like I said. Just like I figured. In the back of a truck on the top. They rode me right out. Just like I figured. Only the tailgate opened up, Prue, about a mile back. And I fell out in the road. He just see me bounce. I must have broke something.
How could I know? Your kiss meant goodbye. Now I'm alone with only a memory. My empty arms will never know why. Though you are gone, this love that you left with me will live from here to eternity.
From here to eternity. The role of Maggio in that production, that movie in 1952, brought Sinatra back to the top and the beginning of a second phase of his career. Frank Sinatra was only paid $8,000 to appear in that movie, by the way. Previous asking fee was $150,000, but it was a risk on all sides. Frank took it, the movie producers took it, and it ended up as an Oscar-winning performance for Best Actor for Frank Sinatra. This is Sinatra at 6 at CBS FM. It's 21 before 7 o'clock. We'll come back with a great story about Frank Sinatra from Tommy James, coming up at CBS FM.
What's wrong, Suzanne?
Muff, I can't let them go. I've spent so long preparing them for their freedom.
Freedom? Suzanne, they're cini-minis. They're for breakfast.
Born free.
On Saturday, May 16th, from 6 to 11 a.m., every guest at Burger King will get two of our new fresh-baked cini-minis absolutely free. They have the great taste of the heart of the cinnamon bun, and they come with frosting for dipping.
Suzanne, I don't think you should work breakfast anymore.
Burger King. It just tastes better. At participating restaurants, available from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. May 16th. Two cini minis per customer. Must be present at restaurant. Not to be combined with any other offer.
Tonight on CBS 2. CBS Friday. Nash Bridges is ending the season with back-to-back all-new episodes.
All right. Got my attention.
First, Don Johnson tracks down the most beautiful woman in the world.
I can't believe how lucky you are.
And how will Don and Cheech stop death metal punk rockers on a crime spree?
Son of a shot my car.
Catch the two-hour season finale of Nash Bridges. Tonight at 9, only on CBS 2. Rush hour in Manhattan. Traffic's at a standstill, and you've got to cross the street now. But you don't dare jaywalk. The cops are cracking down. Or are they? Tonight at 11, an exclusive News 2 investigation. The mayor's cracking down on jaywalkers with huge fines. But are city cops taking it seriously? Our hidden cameras put them to the test. What we saw will surprise you and stun the mayor. Watch our special report tonight on News 2 at 11.
Everywhere you travel, morning, noon, or night, when your transmission needs some fixing, it's best to do it right.
For over 50 years, car owners have been singing the praises of Lee Miles. So when their cars have transmission trouble, it's no surprise Lee Miles is the place they go.
Get me to Lee Miles is the smartest thing to do. Over 50 years, Lee Miles has been doing right by you.
Their Their state-of-the-art equipment can diagnose and repair most any transmission problem. Lee Miles, the most trusted name in transmissions. Not because we say so, but because our customers do.
Get me to Lee Miles, everything's gonna be fine. The most trusted name in transmissions. Get me to Lee Miles.
For the Lee Miles Transmission Center nearest you, check the yellow pages or call 1-800-LEE-MILES.
Sinatra at 6, a special program at CBS-FM with me, Bob Shannon, and now Tommy James, a gentleman from the rock era who had a connection with Frank Sinatra. In fact, Tommy talks about buying Frank Sinatra's jet.
Frank Sinatra was selling his jet, and I happened to mention that it would be great if Shondells and I had a jet, and the next thing I knew, I was on the phone with Frank Sinatra talking about a jet plane, or on the phone with his secretary, and I sounded like Ralph Cramden because I had no intention of buying a jet. And I couldn't believe I was talking to Frank Sinatra. These guys, these two brothers, knew him. And they got him on the phone, and I sounded like, hamana, 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 hamana.
Tommy James, CBS-FM. His connection from Frank Sinatra, others in the rock and roll era. Frankie Valli recording this next song that was a Sinatra staple. Frankie admitting openly that he recorded the tune with the Four Seasons because he admired Sinatra's version so much. And this particular song highlights the relationship we talked about before, Frank Sinatra picking the best songs, the best arrangements, the best musicians, and in this case, one of the best songwriters of all time, a man closely connected with Frank Sinatra's work, from one of his earliest recordings of Cole Porter's Night and Day to this, one of the classic Frank Sinatra tunes, which oddly enough never made the Billboard Hot 100 charts.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I've said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, because I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, ain't no chance to win. Why not use your mentality, get up, wake up to reality. Thought of you makes me stop just before I begin, because I've got you under my skin, and I like you under my skin.
CBS FM. Sinatra at 6, at 6:45 at 101.1. We'll be back with some of Frank's music in his later years.
1 year ago, the people of TWA made you a promise to make TWA a better airline, and they made it happen. This week, Frequent Flyer Magazine and J.D. Power & Associates reported that you, the Frequent Flyers, ranked TWA the number one domestic airline in customer satisfaction for flights 500 miles or more. TWA thanks you for making us number one, and we've done a lot to bring you a new and better TWA, dramatically improving on-time performance, introducing Transworld First, with 60% more first-class seats, and Aviators, our new frequent flyer program that's built around you. And we make another promise. We will continue to get better for one important reason. We want to be your airline. Frequent Flyer Magazine, J.D. Power & Associates, 1998 Airline Customer Satisfaction Study, U.S. Flights. Study conducted among frequent airline travelers who completed 5,938 individual flight evaluations. Long flight is defined as 500 air miles or more.
Hi, this is Andy. I'm so excited over the special values at Pergament this week, I'm going to try to get them into one commercial.
Pergament Home Centers, your official spring season headquarters, gives you the jump on Memorial Day savings. Get a Sunbeam 44,000 BTU gas grill for $188 with free assembly, or take another $10 off the price. Save $30 on a fabulous six-piece patio set, just $89.99. Grand Bay Highback resin chair, $5.99. 20-pound bag of Kingsford charcoal, $4.99, a $2 savings. 40-quart thermos cooler combo, only $18.99. Fairway green grass carpet, just 99 cents a linear foot. How about 8 GE soft white bulbs, just 73 cents after $2 rebate? That's less than a dime a bulb. Our newest 20-page catalog is unbelievable. Hurry in now, apply for our credit card, then take 10% off your entire first purchase after approval. This is Andy. Save money today, Pergament.
Thanks for listening, New York.
Sure.
Tonight at 8 on the WB 11, Arnold Schwarzenegger returns in the box office blockbuster that made him a star. Terminator 2. He's a machine on a mission, programmed to protect the future.
Come with me if you want to live.
But one thing stands in his way.
Get down.
An android with an attitude who's designed to destroy. And when these two go head to head, someone's gonna get terminated.
Hasta la vista, baby.
From Titanic director James Cameron comes an action-packed thriller loaded with special effects that'll blow you away. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
And Linda Hamilton.
Out of the car, right now!
For the first time ever on the WB 11, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Tonight at 8, only on the WB 11, New York's movie station.
Sinatra at 6 with CBS FM and Bob Shannon. Two of Frank's 1960s hits proved that he already had some inkling of the legend that he had become as he looked back on his own life.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who live
lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair, and it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive when I was 35. But now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old cake. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
FM, Frank Sinatra, and it was a very good year. Introspection from Frank into his life, his times, but perhaps not going far enough, not telling exactly what influence he had on so many. And no matter what influence he had, and no matter where people listened to Frank Sinatra's music, they had to be touched. If they were people who were also performers, perhaps they emulated Frank Sinatra. Perhaps they learned something interesting, a little phrase here, a little way of singing here and there. And some who modeled their style on Sinatra today have been talked to, and singer Steve Lawrence, I think, summed it up best when he said that Frank Sinatra is as well known in Norway as he is in Newark, New Jersey. He's contributed to all of us, and not only musically. He's been a fighter for the underdog all his life. Frank took popular American songs and made them what we know now. Steve Lawrence. I'm Bob Shannon. Norman Knight is next with your CBS-FM Friday Night Hall of Fame. Until tomorrow at 3, be seeing you. I thought we'd wrap up tonight with Frank Sinatra's summation of what he would like to be remembered as.
I would like to be remembered as a man who brought an innovation to popular singing, a peculiar, unique fashion.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more. Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets
I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got if not himself?